Hi everyone, this is Helen Lambert and I'm here with Andy Walsh, our General Manager of FC United of Manchester. We're preparing for our New Year's Day game tomorrow at home v Ossett Town. But as well as the game, something very special is happening and Andy's going to tell us more about it. Andy, what's happening tomorrow?
Well, as well as the first match for a couple of weeks, we've got a collection of winter clothing and coats, hats, scarves, which is going to be distributed to the homeless around the Northwest region by a group of organisations led by Salvation Army, Boaz Trust and the Mustard Tree. Last year, there were over 5,000 excess deaths in our region caused by the cold weather. And this is just some small way of us trying to help with that and recognise at this time of the year some charity for those who are less fortunate than the majority of us.
Okay, that sounds great. And the day has been dubbed Big Coat Day, hasn't it? Why is that?
It has, yeah. Big Coat Day came about after a cynical journalist, as if there is such a thing, asked one of our supporters a couple of years ago when we first started that whether he would still be around in the winter months when it all got cold, wet and rainy. And his response was, well, if it gets cold, I'll just get a big coat. And then a couple of years after that, supporters organised the first Big Coat Day when we pulled together something like 300 or 400 different bags of warm winter clothing, which was then distributed similarly to homeless people around the northwest. So it's become something now which our supporters identify with. It's a way of us as a football club doing something for the wider community. We've had great support this year from a range of different people, including a couple of local comedians are involved with us in London for Eric, John Henshaw and Justin Morehouse have offered their support. Clint Boone, local DJ and musician, has offered his support. A couple of local MPs, John Leach and Ivan Lewis have also similarly offered support. Richard Leese, who's the leader of the City Council. But one of the most significant levels of support we've had is from staff of the job centres in the Northwest. They've distributed material, leaflets and posters around their different job centres, and people have been collecting coats, hats and scarves there. And also within the co-op there's been people. So it started to grow, and regardless of what happens tomorrow, we're seriously considering making this an annual fixture now.
Excellent. So Big Coat is a phrase that really resonates with FC United now.
It is, and hope tomorrow will be the biggest Big Coat Day so far.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's all going really well. Unfortunately, the weather has been against us a little bit. Obviously, we had snow and ice over the past few days recently, but I believe a group of volunteers were down at Gig Lane yesterday trying to sort that out.
Yeah, Bury's game on Boxing Day was called off, not necessarily because of the state of the pitch, but because of the walkways and pathways around the ground were just too dangerous. So for safety reasons, it was called off. We are in the lap of the weather, but yesterday we put out a call to clear that snow and ice to give the game the best possible chance. And over 50 people turned up at Gig Lane with shovels, spades and brushes. And we've heard from the safety officer this morning that the job they did, he considered an excellent job. And he now thinks that the ground is safe. It really does depend on the weather. We've spoken to the Bury's groundsman today, and yesterday the thaw meant that the pitch was waterlogged, so we couldn't actually get on there and clear the snow from the pitch. But we did manage to clear everything else. The pitch itself was waterlogged yesterday. Thankfully, we had no further rain. The pitch is now drained, but there is deep frost predicted for tonight. It really depends how badly that affects the pitch.
Yeah.
We've got a pitch inspection scheduled first thing.
So obviously, everybody's got their fingers crossed for the game for tomorrow. But regardless of that, we're still wanting people to bring coats along if they're in the area.
Yeah, whether the game's on or not, we'll still be collecting with the Sally Ann, Boaz and Mustard Tree, etc. People should still bring the stuff down the ground regardless.
Okay. Great stuff. Well, fingers crossed, and good luck for tomorrow. I hope it all goes well.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Andy.